Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 59, we talk about some movie, comic book news, all that kind of stuff, TV shows. But I just want to let everybody know that this was actually recorded prior to the information being presented about the Daredevil Netflix series being canceled. Yes, so we didn't know about that until after this. So, yeah, we're kind of bummed about hearing about that, but I guess it happens. So, without further ado, let's get started.
I'm Sam.
All right. And today we don't have Chris, but we're still going to do an awesome podcast episode.
You are missed, Chris.
You are missed. That's right. He is stuck in retail hell.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful time
of the year. But yeah, we got some stuff to talk about because there's a bunch of things going on. I guess first and foremost, the Aquaman trailer.
Yes, as you all know, the trailers have been out for a while, and I gotta say, I'm very interested in this movie.
I have to totally agree. I never thought I'd say, "Hey, man, I can't wait to see this Aquaman movie."
You know what? I can't because this may, and I don't want to put too much on it, but this may help save the DC cinema universe.
It might. It might give them at least two good movies, Wonder Woman and Aquaman.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Woman kind of like jolted the people who were like, hey, wait a minute. DC can actually make a decent movie. So I think Aquaman is going to possibly take it to the next level. So.
Yeah. And the one thing, you know, the color palette, it looks like the colors pop.
Yeah.
They're not all muted out. And
it looks good. You know, yeah. Not all dreary and depressing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Jason Momoa, you know, he proved what he could do in Justice League.
Yeah.
Aquaman. And I think this looks very promising.
I agree. I'm really interested to see what they do. It's everything. Even Black Manta
looks pretty good.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, that's the one character where, you know, can they, you know.
If they did him right, he will be a force to be reckoned with.
Right.
So I'm like,
the helmet, though. Like, they were even able to pull that off.
And it looks
plausible.
Yeah.
It doesn't look kind of cartoony or...
Not at all.
Ridiculous.
Because when they first were mentioning the villains for this movie, you know, Ocean Master, of course. When I think of Aquaman, is Black Manta is the Aquaman villain that I think of.
Yeah, that's definitely high on the list for me too. And that might be number one for me.
Yeah.
I
understand who Ocean Master is. I've seen him and I know he's a pretty big deal, but it was always to me Black Manta because his story, just the sheer hatred of the sea.
Right.
And that drives him. And it's like,
yeah. Well, and he's a member of the Legion of Doom too. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's always how I thought, okay, you know, because it always seemed like that's what happened on Legion of Doom, that they would have, you know, they're on the Justice League, they have the good guy, and then on the Legion of Doom, they'd have his evil counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, Aquaman, Black Manta.
Black Manta. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, I am too. And it makes it, and like, I just wonder, okay, if it does well, what happens with the rest of the DC movie universe? I mean, because it seems like there's been a lot of talk about them just kind of canning it, you know, or possibly, you know, going a whole rebooting everything over again. And I wonder what will happen.
You know what? This may be a good way of, you know, bringing in like the original Justice League. Like they'll have Wonder, you know, they could put Wonder Woman in, and maybe like Superman and Batman are off doing something else. And so Wonder Woman and Aquaman and the Flash are like, hey, we're going to need some people. And this may be a way to bring Martian Manhunter.
That
could be. And folks who know me and have heard my rants about how much I am not a big fan of Martian Manhunter, the fact that I'm saying to bring him into the cinematic universe, that is a huge step for me.
It is quite a big step, Sam. We're proud of you.
And this will also help bring in like a green lantern.
So, yeah. Imagine a good Green Lantern movie. Green Lantern. Yeah.
Wow. So and there's plenty of avenues they could go into, and so I hope that this movie does well, and I hope that this will put DC, get it back into the gear,
set the course straight,
because you know you're dealing with Marvel and its juggernaut, and behind that is Mickey and the mouse machine. So you know,
that's true. They keep seem to be able to churn out one good movie after another.
Right.
So even the ones that aren't the greatest movies, they're still pretty good.
Yes.
It's still pretty good. So, but, and speaking of Marvel.
Segway.
There's going to be a Loki series.
Yes. How do you feel about that?
I am very intrigued by this. Okay. I want to know how the, because I mean, he's awesome at Loki. What's his name? Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston. I love his portrayal of Loki. Mm-hmm. You know, before Thanos, he's probably one of the more interesting villains that they had in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
True.
You know, at least most reoccurring villains too.
True.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't know if they've really said too much about what it's going to be about, except about Loki.
I don't think that. I think right now Marvel's a little hush hush, keeping it close to the vest of what they want to have this series be about. But it ought to be interesting. Is it going to be Netflix or is it going to be on the Disney streaming?
The Disney streaming. Yeah. Because I guess a lot of those things, you know, because. Speaking of the Netflix series, they canceled Luke Cage.
Right.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised because I thought the second season of Luke Cage, like as a whole, was probably better than the first season.
Okay.
I loved the first half of the first season. I thought it was really solid, like probably super awesome.
Yeah.
But then it kind of got a little bit weaker towards the end of it.
Right.
But the second season of Luke Cage, I thought was pretty good all throughout. And it kind of ended at, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
No, I'm still.
You're still, okay.
I'm still watching.
It kind of ends in a way where I'm like, oh, what are they going to do with this? But I guess they've mentioned that Netflix still has the rights to kind of use these characters. So they may make appearances in some of the other Marvel Netflix shows, but. Right. Yeah, so I don't know. The future on Marvel Netflix, I don't know. The last season of Daredevil, I don't know if you've seen that yet.
I've watched a few.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So that's the thing that I don't worry about is they're having all this good content, and then they're going to, if they move it because, you know, maybe Disney doesn't want to share it with Netflix, it's like, oh, man, now I got to get Netflix and the Disney streaming, and, you know, when you... So it's going to be interesting, these streaming wars we're going to call.
Yeah. I don't know because you know the only Netflix Marvel series that was kind of not very good really was Iron Fist.
Yeah,
you know the second season of Iron Fist was better. It seemed to set some things right, but then it just kind of ends in a weird way too. Did you watch that?
No, I just couldn't get through the first season.
Yeah, the first season is really bad.
Yeah, I know my friend Emily. She's a diehard Iron Fist fan, but you can't take that with a grain of salt because she likes Halloween Resurrection. So,
Oh, okay, gotcha. But yeah, I don't know. They just did some weird things. I mean, it seemed like what they did. I don't know. Do you care if I
was, no, go ahead.
Like, it seems like what they did with it is they kind of took the stuff that was working with the show and just focused on that and kind of put Daniel Rand, who is Iron Fist, they kind of put him on the back burner during the second season. So it's kind of like more focuses on like Colleen Wing and Misty Knight.
Okay.
So looks kind of like more of like maybe possibly a Daughters of the Dragon type thing.
Maybe
you'll segue into that. And not only that, but here's a big spoiler. Daniel Rand like gives up basically the Iron Fist power. Like he doesn't, because he loses it in the season. Okay. All right.
Got it.
But then kind of feels like he doesn't really want it back and somebody else should control it.
Okay.
So he gives it to Colleen Wing.
Huh.
So it's kind of like, wow, well, that's weird. But then the season ends. You see Daniel Rand with a six shooter. All right.
Okay.
And he's kind of looks like he's kind of harnessing the Iron Fist power through the gun. Okay.
Okay.
And I guess this was because I spoke with somebody about this because I was like, what the heck is this business? I guess there is something in the comics that's kind of similar.
Okay.
All right. And I'm trying to remember the character's name, but anyways, I'm just like, okay, so they took the Iron Fist character, the guy that is the Iron Fist, okay. Daniel Rand.
Got it.
He doesn't have the Iron Fist power anymore.
No one more Iron Fist.
So somebody else has the Iron Fist power.
Got it.
Okay. Colleen Wing. But also, she's not really necessarily using it with her fists either. She's using her sword.
Got it. Okay.
So is, I don't know. It's, I would say this, when I was done watching the season, I'm like, wow, where are they going to go with all this stuff?
Okay. Well,
But I think it has thus probably been canceled now at this point. Right, so,
right. So no, yeah,
you know, and which kind of sucks too, because there was one scene in the second season of Luke Cage where there was a really cool interaction between Iron Fist and Luke Cage. So we got a little bit of that Power Man Iron Fist thing going.
Heroes for Hire.
Right. And, and then it just kind of like, oh, they kind of, you know, that's what it should have been from the beginning probably. And then just, yeah, I don't know.
But do you think they may be for the Disney streaming, they may just say Heroes for Hire and have them come together?
Maybe. I hope if they do something like it, because even the actor they got to play Luke Cage is spot on. He's awesome.
Yeah,
he's awesome. The guy playing Iron Fist, he's a blonde guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the only thing they got kind of right about it. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do. They kind of tied it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe loosely, but okay. You know, it's not like, you know, what happens on the Marvel Netflix shows doesn't really affect that.
The cinema, you know,
so. But Daredevil is the one that I think has consistently probably been really good.
Yeah.
Each season. But I don't know. And I think it's interesting with the Loki series, getting back to that. I think it's interesting because now there's a series that is going to focus on a character that played a pretty prominent role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah. You know?
It kind of tried to do that stuff with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it never like really.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's not like, you know, it's
right.
Not essential to watch that anymore, really. As it is with, you know, maybe the Loki series will be like that. I don't know.
Be a little better. Well, so. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll move on to the next, topic, the Walking Dead.
Oh yes,
there's some things you have to say about that, right, Sam?
Yeah,
highlights
this mid-season. So So yeah, we're at the fact the season starts. We're basically a few years after Negan is taken down and is in prison, and so Rick and the gang are still trying to put society back. So you had Hilltop, the kingdom, what was the other places? Hilltop and Kingdom are trying to work together, but they're kind of like separate, but they're not as close as they were when they were facing Negan because of the decisions of spoiler alert if you haven't noticed, to keep Negan alive instead of killing him at the end of last
Oh,
season.
okay. Gotcha,
So
gotcha.
a lot of people feeling some sort of way of Rick not killing Negan when that whole season was, I'm gonna kill you, Negan, and
So what was, why did he decide not to?
because before that final battle, Carl what
Carl!
Coral Carl had s saved a young man who was a doctor, but in the process he got bit, but you didn't really know it until like two episodes later. So before all that, Carl was writing letters to his dad, to Michonne, to his sister, and to Negan. And he wrote these letters, and when his time was starting to be up, he was spending time with his sister and writing these letters and getting things ready. So when the attack on his on Alexandria came, Carl was key to getting all the people out of Alexandria before Negan's forces came and tried to burn it down and stuff. And so then when Rick finally got to Alexandria, he found that Carl had all the people in Alexandria hid in inside the sewers and stuff and saved everyone, but he was dying. And so he had given the letters to Rick and said, give these to the people that are addressed to. And so then in the Carl fashion, before Carl can turn to a zombie, Carl shot himself in the head.
Ah, okay.
So, fast forward after, the whole, so, Rick, reads the letter, has a walkie-talkie with Negan and reads the letter to Negan and stuff. And, their whole, it's your fault, Dad, your son's dead. And if you would have just, followed me and stuff, your son would be alive and blah, blah, blah. And so, Rick's like, I'm gonna kill you, Negan. And then the whole battle happens they defeat Negan, but Rick doesn't kill Negan. He slices his throat, but then he has people save his life, and that didn't sit well with a lot of people.
Yeah. I can kind of see
Yeah, you got yeah. Well,
why,
Maggie is now the head of Hilltop, and it's kind of like, yo, no, he literally killed my husband and the father of my child, and blah blah blah. So she ain't feeling some sort of way. Daryl's feeling some sort of way. So a lot of people are feeling some sort of way because it's like, yo, you needed to kill this guy, and the only reason why you're keeping him alive, is because of Carl. So, Michonne and Rick are now a couple.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, they're now a couple and living a family life, basically they're all trying to figure out what's going on. And fast forward to where they were trying to build a bridge, and all of a sudden they see these herds of zombies just walking around. So they're trying to redirect the herd, but the herd keeps moving forward, and subsequently Rick is trying to move the herd, and his horse throws him off, and he gets impaled on some metal rods.
Oh,
Yeah.
that'll hurt.
That'll hurt.
Yeah.
So basically, Rick gets himself out of there, but he is trying to outrun the herd and everything. And during this time, he's having flashbacks of some of the different people in his life when all this happened. So we got an appearance from Herschel.
Whoa.
We got an appearance from Sasha. And we got an appearance from Shane.
No way.
Oh, that was hilarious. Because, you know, when he has these illusions of Shane, and him and Shane are talking, and Shane's like, so how's my little girl doing?
Oh!
Rick's like, man, you are such an a-hole. He's like, I know I'm an a-hole. That's what I am. And so...
Man. Huh.
So here's a spoiler alert. Towards the end of that episode, Rick is walking across the bridge that him and the rest of the community has tried to build. And the zombies are after him and stuff. And so he thinks it's going to be his last hurrah. And so then everyone shows up to try to help him. And he realizes that, you know, they're not going to make it in time because his herd's going to come. So he is on the other side of the bridge, off the bridge. The zombies are on the bridge, but there's like stacks of dynamite. So he takes his gun. Now, if you've watched The Walking Dead, you know Rick Grimes ain't really a good shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Rick Grimes is about to die, Rick Grimes seems to be like Hawkeye or Bullseye.
Whoa.
I mean, he takes one shot and shoots the dynamite and explodes. And the bridge explodes and the zombie herd explodes and everything. And everyone think Mr. Rick Grimes is dead because they don't see anything. So, you know, everyone's crying and blah, 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 blah. So towards the end, as the credits are rolling, you see Rick Grimes down the stream, laying on the bank of the stream, and he is saved, and he is helicopter out to places unknown.
A helicopter, you say?
A helicopter.
What?
So there's some other details, too, but I won't get into that. So then you got to fast forward 6 years later. Where, you know, Michonne and all of them, Michonne has a son from Rick. So Rick and Michonne have a son.
Whoa, man. Yeah.
And Shane's little girl is about 10 now, and she wears a hat and she shoots a gun and everything. And basically, we are introduced to the Whisperers in this last season.
Ah.
So at the end, a key person gets killed by the Whisperers, and everyone is basically figuring out what the heck are the Whisperers.
And what are they? Well,
they are living people who are wearing the dead skin.
Oh.
So, yeah, they look and move like the dead. And in fact,
Leatherface kind of business. Okay.
Definitely. They have it all like sewn, the faces sewn in. And the way they move with the herds of the dead. So the dead think they're dead. So if a whisper moves, then the dead follows them. So you can't tell who's who. And the way you can tell, well, the only way you can tell is when you attack one, a zombie don't move because they don't move fast enough. You'll know when you whisper because if you like try to hit it, the whispers move and they move like they're alive and whisperers are alive. And yeah, there's a lot of them.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
So it's going to be an interesting season. Yeah. Huh. So that is the quick rundown of the Walking Dead, you know. So, yeah, it is going to be interesting.
Nice.
We got to see Jesus kick butt until he ran into the Whisper. So.
Oh, man. I heard some stuff about the Jesus character being pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
He was pretty awesome.
Until he wasn't.
Spoiler.
Oh! But, all right. Well, I guess we'll segue to another Netflix show.
Yes. All right.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
See, I've heard some good things about this. So you're going to have to tell me what's going on with it.
Yeah. I haven't finished the season. I'm about halfway through.
All right.
I expect it to be a little bit more Buffy-esque, if you will. A little bit more like, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Are her aunts hot? Because I always think I think I had a crush on like the taller one. The other one was like funnier, but the tall one was cute.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
The old series.
But. Yeah. I don't know if I would necessarily go with hot.
Okay.
But they're good actors or whatever. Then we'll go with that.
We'll go with that. All right.
The other one is funny.
Okay. Or
the not tall one.
Not the tall one. All right.
There's the one surprise that I kind of had from the series was if I might speak like the church lady from Saturday Night Live, is Satan plays a real big role in the show, kind of.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was surprised, like, because I guess they're really going full on board with to be a witch is like signing your name in Satan's magic book or whatever or what have you. And there's like the series starts out kind of like it's where Sabrina is supposed to, on her 16th birthday, mm-hmm. where she's supposed to become like a full-blown witch or whatever she's supposed to. This is a little bit spoilery, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's like a first couple episodes, so, But she's supposed to sign her name in the I forget the name of the book, but it's like Satan's book that has names in it,
so
if you will.
So if she signs it, that means that she's going to be dedicated to being a witch?
Yeah, and then Satan's supposed to give her powers and whatnot, but she's supposed to sign her life basically over to Satan as well.
Wow.
And there's a lot of Satan talk, a lot more than I expected. Quick spoiler, Sabrina decides not to sign the book because she doesn't think she should have to, and that it's an old tradition that shouldn't belong anymore because she doesn't want to have to, make the deal with the devil, if you will.
Right. I mean,
it's kind of surprising, that aspect of it, but it's really pretty good though. Okay. I would say it's different than what I thought. I thought, like I said, I thought it'd be very Josh Whedon-ness.
Okay.
Like with a Buffy type thing. But no, it's definitely different than that.
So
but it's good though.
So are people in her life, are they upset that she didn't sign, or
they are, yes. They at least the ones that are witches,
okay.
like her aunts, are a little bit upset. But then you find out some of the backstories where one of the aunts was less happy with her decision to sign the book, and there's a lot more complicated storytelling going on than what I'm saying. But
okay,
it's really a pretty good show though, and I definitely will finish the series because I want to see where it goes, and. Yeah, it's darker than I thought it would be too. I mean, I guess you kind of imagine that with all the Satan.
Right, there's a lot of Satan. So do you think Archie's going to make an appearance?
I don't know.
Because Archie's pretty dark too.
I've heard that, and I've wanted to watch it because I've heard it's really good. They mention Riverdale.
Okay.
They do mention Riverdale, like the next town over or whatever. It's possible. It's possible. I guess it's the same universe. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that, you know?
Yeah. You got, Archie and Sabrina, and you got the Pussycat Dolls. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of funny. How when people normally talk, they have like these colloquialisms mm-hmm. where they say, "Oh, good Lord," or whatever. Like a lot of the witches are like, "Oh, good Satan." Oh, they throw Satan in there instead. So it's just kind of like you hear him say that. And so almost every little way that you can think of how Satan would work into conversation. It's there. And it's kind of funny. It gets to the point where, like, there should be a drinking game, I think, where you take a shot every time somebody says Satan.
Wow. That's a lot.
or his dark lord or something like that. So it's interesting to see what will happen with the show, I think. But it's good. It's pretty good, though.
All right. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do we have anything else that we want to wrap up with, or...
I think we're good.
All right. Yeah, this was kind of a quick one, but, you know, we had some stuff to talk about, and it's been a little while since we've been on the air.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two, step two, step two, step two. Okay, that's enough.
There you go.
Well, some Aaliyah there, so brought that back.
There you go. Bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
There you go. Sweet. But, yeah, we were planning on having more episodes here soon.
All right, yeah.
We've had a lot of little life things coming in, getting in the way, people being busy, holidays and whatnot. Yeah. So, but, yeah.
We're glad you guys, like, responded to our poll.
I was surprised how well Pinhead did.
That's, Pinhead's been a long way.
Whoa, yeah. So that's pretty interesting. But, we're going to look for more polls on our Facebook page and our website, and we're going to try to cook up some new things
for you guys. Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, check us out on Facebook.
Yep. On the Twitter at All of My Issues.
Yeah. All right. Check us out on, if you're listening to this podcast, you already know probably how to access us.
But just in case you don't, we are on iTunes and Google Play.
There you go.
So subscribe. And we also have a YouTube page. So just subscribe to that and you get all this good content.
There you go. All right. So. Yeah, tell a friend. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Where are they?